Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, Perry White and Jimmy Olsen have some strange experiences in their frantic search for Lois Lane. We'll join them in a moment. But right now, here is our good friend, Dan McCullough.
Say, gang, bet you'd be kind of worried if you saw Smokey Stover trying to put out a fire because he makes so many silly mistakes. But just the same, his picture makes a mighty slick-looking comic button in the series you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Fact is, all these funny sheet characters look just as real as they do in the comic strips, like Smitty and Haroldine and Superman. Why, you'd know them anywhere. And all of those buttons are so brilliant and colorful, they really show up when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Gay red and blue and black against a gleaming white enamel background. Real humdingers. But that's just one reason why all the fellows and girls in the gang are so busy on their collections. It's a load of fun, too. Exciting fun. Particularly trading duplicates with your friends. So don't miss out. Ask Mom right now to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way you can get these nifty comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Get your comic buttons, gang, from P.E.P. Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, first Lois Lane and then Jimmy Olsen seemingly heard human speech coming out of the mouth of a Siamese cat Lois had been given for Christmas. Soon after, Lois disappeared and the taxi driver in whose cab she was last seen told a fantastic story of being forced to the curb by a black hearse, driven by a man with a ghost-like voice who spirited Lois away. The following night, Jimmy and editor Perry White heard the cat talk in Lois's voice, pleading with them to come to a house on Myrtle Drive where she was in need of help. Unable to contact Clark Kent, Jimmy and White drove to the house alone. It was a ramshackle, abandoned mansion on the outskirts of Metropolis, where in the musty, inky darkness, they heard strange and mysterious voices whispering their names. But when they struck a match, the room was empty and silent. And then, suddenly, eerie, witch-like laughter broke the silence. Startled, Jimmy Olsen clutched Perry White's arm.
Did you hear that, Mr. White?
Do you think I'm deaf? Somebody laughed.
It came from the next room.
No, it didn't. It came from this room. Let go of my arm. I want to light a match.
But you just lit one, and there was nobody here.
Well, somebody's here now. Now, where?
See? Nobody is here, except us.
That's funny.
I don't think it's funny. Come on, let's get out of here.
Nothing doing.
Oh,
would you stop jumping like a scared grasshopper every time a match burns my fingers?
Well, I didn't know. Listen. What's that?
I don't... Take it easy. Now, that was just a door.
Sure, but who slammed it?
Quiet.
But
quiet, I said. I don't hear anyone. Must have been the wind.
There isn't any wind tonight.
What the...
That awful laugh again.
It is in this room. Where'd I put the matches? Huh? Oh. I've got him.
It's Perry White.
Who said that?
I don't know.
It's Jimmy Olsen.
Huh?
It's Perry White and Jimmy Olsen. It's Perry White and Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, golly.
Just take it easy. Take it easy.
Perry White and
I'll
Jimmy
see who...
It's
Perry
White and
who...
Jimmy Olsen.
Perry White and Jimmy
Olsen. It's Perry White.
I hear steps. Somebody...
You hear me? I'm trying to find the matches.
It's Perry White and Jimmy Olsen.
I'm going to get out of here.
You come back here.
Nothing doing. Those awful voices. No. Let go.
Let go.
Huh? I bumped into the wall.
No, don't do things like that. Well, who's that?
Who's what?
Don't you hear those steps?
No.
Well, they just stopped. There they are again.
Yeah.
Now they stopped. Now be careful, Jim.
I guess those steps were me.
You?
Yeah, I was trying to find the door, but I'm all mixed up. I don't know where it is.
Of all the dummies. Come here and help me look for the matches.
No, I...
Mary White and Jimmy Olsen. Mary White and Jimmy Olsen.
Those voices. Here they go again. Jimmy Olsen. Mr.
White. Mary White and Jimmy Olsen.
Where are you? Mr. White!
I'm right over here.
Where?
Right here. I don't want to move. I dropped the matches right around here.
Listen to him. Let's get out of here. Let's call the police.
We need the matches to get out. I'm all twisted around, too. Anyhow, Lois...
I don't believe she's here.
Well, she said she was. The voice has stopped.
Yeah, but maybe...
Maybe what? Where are you?
Maybe they're coming for us. Somebody touch me.
Yeah, me too.
Let go.
Don't touch me. Get away from there.
Get away.
Don't touch me.
Help.
Oh,
help.
Oh, Jim.
Help.
Jim, I got it. Jim,
let go.
Stop it. It's me, Jim. It's me, you.
You. Chief.
Yes, you young idiot. You were fighting with me.
Oh, my gosh. I thought.
Oh, stop it. Get up. Oh, stop it. Stop it, I said.
Of all the nincompoops. I bet I'm all black and blue. Couldn't you tell who it was?
Couldn't you?
Oh, all right. Now, how are we going to find those matches? We must have rolled all over the floor.
I don't know. Holy mackerel.
Now what?
I just remembered. I've got my fountain pen flashlight in my pocket.
Well, how do you like that? Of all the dumb, stupid...
It's Mary White, Jimmy Olsen. It's Mary White.
There they go again.
Yeah.
Hurry, get that flashlight working.
Okay,
It's Mary White and Jimmy Olsen.
There.
No, shine it straight ahead. No, not at me, you ninny. Not at the floor. Ahead.
Yeah, okay.
It's Barry White and Jimmy Olsen.
I don't see anyone.
You shine it behind us.
Okay. Oh.
Still nobody. Sweep it around the room.
Yeah. Jeepers, that laugh is even worse than the voices. But where is it? I mean they.
I don't know. I'm sure there's nobody here.
But there has to be. Those voices... Unless...
Unless what?
Unless they're ghosts.
Ah, ghosts. Will you stop acting like a lunatic?
And who was talking and laughing? You said yourself the voices were right in this room.
There's some hocus-pocus going on, that's what. And we're going to find out about it. What's that?
But it sounds like a cat. But where is it? I can hear it, but I can't see it.
Never mind. Stop looking for it.
But I...
Stop, I said. I don't want to see it. And all I want are cats for the rest of my life.
It's not here. But I can hear it.
Jim. Mr. White, help me.
Huh?
That's Lois.
Oh.
Help me. Help me, please, Jim. Mr. White.
Lois.
Miss Lane, where are you?
Help me. Help me.
Shine your light around, Jim.
Yeah, I am. Do you see her?
No.
Neither do I. Oh, my gosh, Chief. I know now.
You know what? Lois, where are you?
No, wait, Mr. White, don't call her. Don't call Miss Lane.
Why not?
Because I know what this is all about. It's terrible, Mr. White. Please don't call her. Please.
With a cat meowing plaintively somewhere in the musty darkness of the room, Jimmy begs Perry White not to call Lois. Why? What has Jimmy suddenly discovered? The answer to the mystery? We'll return in a moment to continue the tense scene in the seemingly haunted house. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep, it's a real occasion. Of course, you're always glad to have plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal to eat. But now that every package of Pep means you get a new comic button to add to your collection, well, that's an extra thrill. And even if it's a duplicate, you know, like one you already have, well, that's even more fun, because then you can trade with your friends. And you know, fellows and girls tell me that these comic buttons are just about the best-looking things they ever saw. First off, they're true-to-life, speaking likenesses of your favorite funny sheet characters, like Haroldine and Lilums and Superman himself. Then, they're done up in full comic strip colors, bright red and blue and black, on a gleaming white background, so they stand out like anything. You'll have these comic buttons a long time, too, because they're white enameled on sturdy metal. Believe me, you'll be mighty proud when you wear them pinned to your jacket or your dress or cap. So hop to it, gang. Get all 18 different buttons in the series. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button, an exclusive prize, in every package of Pep. Ask Mom for P-E-P, Pep. made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the weirdly frightening darkness of a deserted house on Myrtle Drive, Jimmy Olsen, listening to the plaintive meowing of a cat, has suddenly decided he knows the answer to the strange mystery and is pleading with editor Perry White not to call to Lois.
Please, Mr. White, please don't call Miss Lane. If you do...
If I do what?
If you do, it'll be terrible.
What in the name of Jupiter are you talking about?
I just thought of it just a second ago. I remember reading about it in a book.
Reading about what? Now, look here, Olson. Unless you stop bushing about the beat, I mean bashing around the bait, I mean beating around the bush, there'll be trouble.
It's about people and cats.
What about people and cats?
Oh, I read in this book that the ancient Egyptians believed that when people passed away, sometimes they'd turn into cats.
So what? This is America, not Egypt.
But maybe that's what happened to Miss Lane. Maybe she passed away and turned into a cat. You hear that? I'll bet it's Miss Lane.
And I'll bet you should have your head examined.
But we heard the cat speak to us in Miss Lane's voice, didn't we?
I don't know. I don't know what we heard anymore. I don't know whether I'm coming or coming. Coming or going. Give me that flashlight.
What for?
Never mind what for. Give it to me.
Here you are.
Now, I'm going to search this house from cellar to attic. I'm going to find Lois if it kills me.
Oh, don't say that, Mr. White. Please don't say it.
Don't say what?
That it's going to kill you. If Miss Lane is dead already, and if you...
Lois isn't dead. Nobody's dead, except you from the neck up. Now, come on.
Where are you going?
I told you I'm going to search every room of this house.
Oh, no. Please don't, Mr. White. Please, it's dangerous.
All right. If you think it's dangerous, stay right where you are.
No. No, wait, Mr. White. Don't leave me. I'll come along.
Well, what are you waiting for? Jim. Jim, where are you? Jim, answer me. Where are you, Jim? Jim, in the name of heaven, answer me. Jim.
Suddenly and without warning, Jimmy Olsen has disappeared, vanished into the musty darkness like
Jim.
A wisp of smoke.
Jim, where are you, Jim?
Frantically, Perry White swings the flashlight back and forth and calls out to the boy reporter, but there's no response. Nothing but black silence. Now what has happened? Fellows and girls, this is only the beginning. There's a lot more to come before Superman solves the mystery of the talking cat. A lot more excitement and more thrills than you can count. So don't miss a single episode. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, and follow the mystery of the talking cat in the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say there, gang, have you heard? Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 famous Kellogg cereals that makes breakfast so much fun. Why, it's like eating in a restaurant where you can choose from a whole list of your favorite cereals, each one in your own private package. And Mom's sure to be glad Kellogg's Variety is back. Show her how you can eat right out of the swell new Kell Bowl Pack. She'll like not having to wash dishes. So ask her to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.